Welcome to Shomach Shom and Adam, she responds to Lunish Vassam Yakushom Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basot of Kuf Chovov. The Gemara Amud Beis says, if a father says that his son is a Bukhra Sichla, a foolish Bechor, a Shaite, says the Gemara, he may mean to say that he is a Bechor Me'im, meaning he is the firstborn to his mother, not the firstborn to his father. And explains the Rashbam why. Because a bchor from a mother does not inherit double. So he's not a full bchor. He's a bchor that's missing something. Whenever you have something which is missing, it's called a shoite. Like we have in the Masechet Sukkah, hadas shoite. Hadas shoite means that it's not a hadas which is kosher for sukkahs. So bchor shoite, but bchor sukhlo may mean to be, it's a bchor who's not a full bchor. According to this, the Chasav Sofer says a gevaldik avart. The Orachaim is in Shuvis, and Orachaim Simen Reish Ches, it's the last Simen of Chelek Orachaim. And there, the Chasav Sofer is writing a tshuva to the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis wrote a Sefer on Toyru Nevi'im Ksuvim. Sefer, Agoda Sefer. And the Chasav Sofer has a very long tshuva, He'orus, his notes on the Sefer. Within the words over there, he goes and brings the following Shiloh that the Maritz Chayis asks. The Maritz Chayis brings two places that we find in Torah that somebody was willing to sacrifice a life in order to achieve something. The first case is in Chumash. The Reuven told Yaakov Avinu, send Binyamin with me, and if I don't bring him back, it's Shnei Bonai Tomis. You could kill two of my sons. And the second case is what's brought down in Milochim Aleph Perek Chof. There Achov, the king of Am Yisrael, did not kill the Melech Aram that came to fight with Am Yisrael. He let him go. And the Navi wanted to come and tell the name of Hashem, to tell the king that he did something wrong. So he showed him, he said, what happens if you have a captive that was caught in the Milchama, and somebody, let's say the general, told one of his soldiers, you have to guard this captive. And if you let him go, we will kill you instead. And if this captive was able to run away, what's his din? Says the king, you must kill this soldier who did not guard this captive. So the Maritz Chayis brings these two cases and says, what is the pshat? You can kill a person, and because that's what he agreed, an agreement, Reuven agrees to kill two of his children, it doesn't mean Binyamin back. Someone did not hold on to a captive, he deserves to die. So the Maritz Chayis answers that it's the Mishpat HaMelech. The king can make these rules even though it's not part of Mishpat HaTorah. So Chasav Sofer, right away, says, regarding the second question from Melochim, is not a question. Because there, it's a risk for the Milchama. If you let the captive go back, he may say secrets from the army to the enemy. So he's Chayav Misam, Edin Techsisa Milchama. It basically means is he betrayed his army. That's why there you kill him. He says, regarding Reuven, what does that have to do with Mishpat HaMelech? There's no Mishpat HaMelech over there. So says the Chasav Sofer, Kusha Meruven is Kusha Atsumoi. It's really not understood. What is Reuven telling his father? If I don't bring Binyamin, you'll kill my two sons. What's pshat in that? So Hans says the Chasav Sofer Gevaldik. He says like this. Reuven had the following cheshbon. We learned in a Gemara earlier that it says by Yeshua Vekalev, Chayu Min Anoshim. What does it mean, Chayu Min Anoshim? They inherited the land of the Meraglim. Meaning, getting a land in Eretz Yisrael gives you life. It's called Chaim. It means, it's the lush of the Pasuk is, that you have more life. Mimele. If that's life, taking away the land is death. If you lose your Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, that's Misa. Says the Chasav Sofer, that's what Reuven meant to say. Reuven knew he's the Bechor. We knew, as Gemara mentioned earlier, that the Bechor gets a double Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael. So says Reuven, it's Shnei Bonai Tomis. Kill my two sons, not literally kill them, but take their double chalukah that they're supposed to get in Eretz Yisrael. If I don't bring Binyamin back, don't give me the double that you were supposed to give me. This double chalik that I deserve in Eretz Yisrael, you won't give me, and that's what I'm giving up if I don't bring Binyamin back. So he says, that makes a lot of sense. He's not talking about death. He's saying, I deserve an extra chalik in Eretz Yisrael, I'm giving it up. Says the Chasav Sofer, according to this, is the word niflamoit. Because what was the answer that Yaakov Avinu told Reuven? So as Rashi brings, it's a medrash, he said, Pchor shoite. Panechoyim veloy bonai. You're a fool. Are they your children, not my children? Says the Chasav Sofer, what's the pshat according to his pshat? He was willing to give up a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, based on our Gemara, what is a b'chor shoyte? A b'chor who doesn't get double. Yaakov Avinu already decided that the b'chorah is not going to go to Reuven, it's going to go to Yosef. As the Gemara said earlier, why did the b'chorah go back to Yosef? Because Rachel gave the simonim. That was the reason it went back. So already he was deserving that the b'chorah will move from Reuven and go to Yosef. So Reuven does not have a double chaluk. He doesn't have a chelik b'chorah in Eretz Yisrael. So says Yaakov Avinu to Reuven, b'chor shoyte. You're not a b'chor. You're a b'chor shoyte. You're a b'chor who doesn't get double. And he may le bonechoim veloy bonai, not beloshen shei, like the simple understanding. It's your children, not my children. Meaning they don't get a chaluka, they don't get an extra chelik. You don't have a. You're not going to have two shvatim like Yosef. So the deal you're suggesting is not valid. So b'chor shoyte, the Yaakov Avinu says, is the reference of our Gemara. The b'chor shoyte doesn't get double. Gevaldik pshat of the Chasam Sofer in this medrash. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.